Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
I didn't know if you guys thought.
For a
dramatic entrance. You're like, oh, is he alive? Clearly
he's alive!
Duh. Why would I not be? The Survivor music is playing because I belong on Survivor, guys. I'm going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Win the whole competition. I made Fire by Flint. No, I didn't.
Whatever.
If you hear us joking around, it's because we told you last week I'm just going camping. It's like one of our newest adventures. And we went camping and it was a blast and I survived.
I still can't believe it. AB and I both walked into the studio this morning and the very first thing we said was, you're alive!
Do you think I made it through the night, or I got in the car and slept in the car because it was cold?
It got cold.
It got really cold. You definitely left early.
Do you think I left early?
Yes.
No, or maybe I didn't. Maybe we just packed up and said, hey, the kids couldn't make it. Brett couldn't make it. We don't know. I'll tell you more details about it, but it was actually a really fun time. How was your weekend, Hannah?
It was really good. Went out with the girls on Saturday night, and you guys won't believe this, but I stayed out late.
Wow.
I know.
What was late for you? Like 11 o'clock?
Yeah. No.
I think my cousin actually saw you out on, where you were at, McGurk's?
I was.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun. I was out till 4.
Oh,
4
wow.
Holy cow.
Man. That has never happened in the history of Hannah's going out experiences.
Wow.
What do you do till 4 a.m. now?
Yeah, the bar isn't even open that late.
We bar hopped until we found one, and then the one we were at closed at 3, but then we kind of were like lingering around, then you had to Uber home, and...
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, guys, it won't happen again.
Yeah.
So
Hannah is like somebody who goes to bed as early as you possibly can. So, yeah.
I wake up at 4. So that was not normal for me.
Yeah, Kev, what was your weekend?
My weekend was, I have all my weekends back since Notre Dame totally failed over the weekend.
How about Mizzou, though? Mizzou's top 5 or 6.
I know.
What do they fit,
so
like 6?
That's the advantage.
Yeah.
You know, when things like that happen. But yeah, it was one of those things where it's like, holy cow, kudos to Northern Illinois, a team that, you know, a lot of people never heard of, beat number 5 Notre Dame, and was watching it actually at a Cyberg's as we were doing St. Louis City SC, you know, action, talking about the, you know.
Pre-game
the,
watch
yeah,
parties.
You were out at Cyberg's.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, AB?
I went to a fair, the Manchester Homecoming Fair, and I was surrounded by, well, we mainly went for the food.
You just picked out a fair? Like, oh, there's a fair.
My mom was there.
It's good. It's a funnel cake.
Yeah, my mom was there.
It was walking distance from my friend's house.
Okay.
So that's why we went there. They invited us. So my family went with her family. But it was fun. I won a fish, which I didn't know they still gave those out.
Me
for
neither.
Some reason,
I
would think that'd be like weird.
I thought PETA put a stop to that.
Yeah.
Like a real fish?
Real
like
fish.
A real fish.
Did you keep him?
Really? I didn't.
Oh, wow.
I would have killed it. Like, there was no way
so
I could have kept
it back
alive.
To them?
Well,
those
originally,
are, like trustworthy
originally
people.
I was like, oh, you know, it's fine. You guys can keep the fish. And she was like, well, you can give it to like a random kid. So I was like, okay. So I walked up to this like mom and her son, who's probably like 2 or 3. And he was
oh, that's a good
very
candidate.
Happy.
Yeah.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah.
Alex, how about you?
You know, I kind of went camping this weekend, but it was more, I was at the Lake of the Ozarks. We were in cabins.
Yeah, that's glamping.
Yeah, right.
Bro, you don't know how to rough it like
I wouldn't have made it in the tent.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
The good news is Abby got pulled over. No, this is an interesting story. So this Alabama state trooper pulled over Abby Rutledge, who was speeding. And when the cop pulled her over, she just broke down. She said, I can't afford a speeding ticket. Like, that's how much, that's as little money I have in my bank account, officer, that I won't be able to pay the speeding ticket. My life is a mess right now. I have no direction and just lost it. Instead of the cop just like giving her a ticket, I mean, like, you got to figure out your life, girl. I guess he sat and had like a real conversation with her for a second and told her to take a deep breath. And they decided that maybe she should go back to school and pursue a career in surgical technology based off her interests and needs and where her desires were.
Whoa.
And so she did. She went back to school based off that conversation. And last year, she graduated and now has found herself a career and a job and a meaning in life, all because she got pulled over and the cop didn't rush to give her a ticket, actually sat down and had a conversation with her. And that was this conversation that turned her corner and turned her life and inspired her and what she wanted to do with her life.
That gives me like goosebumps and chills.
Isn't that a crazy story?
It's like, you know, you take a little bit of time to know somebody, to help somebody out, and look at the results. That's amazing.
And you know, I have no idea when your life is going to like turn. Like, I feel like there, it sounds dramatic, but there are certain crossroads in your life where you just hit back and look back like, that was the moment.
That was
and
it.
You get pulled over and you don't think that's going to be the moment, but like, that was the moment. That was the conversation that literally changed everything for her. So what a cool story.
I hope her and that officer are still connected.
Yeah.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, I mean, with the story going viral, I'm sure that just reconnects them and things like that, but it just goes to show you what a cool story. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account at togethercu.org/empower.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals Game Time. It's the Cardinals and the Reds. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is Tuesday at 6:45 on our sister station, KMOX.
The polls are open.
All right, poll today on the Brett Maga Show. I went hike camping this weekend. How do you like the marshmallows when you're making s'mores? When you're working at the campfire? You know, because you know I was working that campfire this weekend.
Right. That was probably your only job, main job. Right. I like my marshmallows like still basically raw. I just liked them like heated up a little bit.
Really?
So not like, even golden. Like I like them. I like them.
Like chewy.
Yes.
Because like there's like a gooey and then there's chewy.
Yeah. Yeah, chewy, I like chewy, a little warm. Okay. That's it.
I'm gooey and I'm the guy who likes to burn it and then pull that burn part out and throw it away.
Okay, so that's your show.
What?
Yeah. So you burn it so it's really melted.
Yep.
But you don't like to eat the part of the marshmallow?
It's tainted.
Mm. You use the graham crackers to pull it away and then throw that away and then you can eat it. It's really good.
That's how you do it? Okay.
Yes. I'm actually exactly... That was like the perfect way that you described it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I don't know that I could have done it much better. Just the outside is just... The smoky burnt taste is not all the way for
you
me.
You don't want that. No.
Avery, you're probably a burnt marshmallow.
No, I don't like them burnt. But like, if you make them golden brown, you don't have to take the outside off or anything.
The golden brown, I saw a couple people doing this weekend around the campfire.
Which is very impressive.
But it's very impressive and it's very time consuming.
It does suck in that way.
So yes, I'm golden brown. I don't like eat a lot of s'mores. Like I'm not like, that's not like my go-to dessert. So if I'm going to do it, I do feel like, all right, I'm here. This is my experience. I'm in it. So I will work that marshmallow, the good rotation till it is golden brown. Or if I get it too burnt, I throw it away and I start over again.
I still can't believe that AB doesn't like hers burnt. I would have bet money that you liked yours like on
fire. I would still
eat
it burnt. Like it doesn't bug me.
But there are people that literally just let it catch on fire. They think it's funny and then blow it out. Right, and they're like,
and you're like,
those people are
animals.
Like, yeah, they're beasts. They drink black coffee and stick their marshmallow right in the fire.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Julia, are you ready to take on Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
Oh, yes.
That's what we're feeling. Okay, Julie's going to answer 5 pop culture questions. Hannah's going to leave the room, grab your coffee, grab your blanket and get on out of here.
Bye.
She cannot hear while we're answering these questions, and we'll see if you can get more right than Hannah. A tie will go towards Hannah. Okay, Julie?
Oh, sure.
All right. You know, maybe Julie, since we like you, maybe a tie will go towards Julie today. Don't tell Hannah that. she's left, so here we go. What number is Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, God. 13.
Okay. Which Kim Kardashian kid did she make sign a contract to start a YouTube channel?
Oh, it was, I'll say Saint.
Yes, there you go.
Nice job.
Who was this year's Bachelorette? The Bachelorette had a big controversial ending. Who was this year's Bachelorette?
I wouldn't know.
Okay. Good for you, Julia. I think that actually might get you a point for not knowing what's going on.
It gives you a point from the guys. Yes. AB's going to have some issues with it.
Yeah, sure. AB likes Bachelorette. Keith Urban said... What'd you say?
Is it Jen Tran?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you Google it?
No.
It just popped in your head?
That's such a strange name.
All right.
Wow.
Well, kind of, Julie, you seem like a believable person. Uh-huh. All right. Keith Urban said he complimented this singer when saying her voice sounds like an ashtray.
Oh, Adele.
Okay. And then who is the owner of the UFC?
Some holding company. I don't know.
Okay. Dana White. That's all right. Is it two out of five? We got two out of five correct.
Oh, my God.
Tie goes towards Julie today, though. So we'll see how Hannah does. All right?
Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's walking back into the studio to play Hannah's Homeschool. One of our listener friends, Julie, just got done answering five pop culture questions. We're going to give Hannah the same ones. And when Hannah was outside the studio, she obviously couldn't hear. And we made a decision. Hannah, it was an executive decision by me, but a tie does not go to you today. We like Julie too much.
Excuse me?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
This has never happened.
Yeah, this has never happened. But Julie, we just liked her so much that she's.
You didn't even do this when my sister played.
That is true. We didn't even do it for the sister.
Right.
But Julie did have some trouble, but she pulled some stuff out of her pocket. So it was an interesting round, but she got two out of five.
Okay.
All right. So you got to get at least three today. Okay, Hannah?
Okay.
All right. We went to watch the Chiefs home opener together to kick off the NFL season. And I told you I had a question. I even gave you a hint on this one. I said, you need to know the players' numbers. What is Patrick Mahomes' number?
Five.
That's 15. Part of it.
Part of it. With so much confidence.
Yep.
All right, don't slip up any more times. You need to get at least three out of five. Which Kim Kardashian kid did she make sign a contract to start a YouTube channel?
Saint.
Yes, that's correct. AB has been obsessed with this show. Controversial ending. Who is this year's bachelorette?
Jen?
Yeah. That counts. She doesn't need to know her last name.
Julie had first and last name.
Yeah, Julie did get the first
and last. No, Jen is good enough.
You don't know the last? And we'll count it for you. Jen Tran. Julie's mad.
Julie, no sighing, okay? No sighing. No sighing.
All right, she's got it two, but you got to get at least one of these now.
Okay,
no ties aren't good enough here. Keith Urban said he complimented this singer, saying her voice.
Miley Cyrus.
Saying her voice sounds like an ashtray. It was Miley Cyrus.
Man, even jumping in.
Yeah.
Yes. And then who is the owner of the UFC?
I know him. He has a podcast. Joe Rogan.
Interesting that you said Joe Rogan. No, he does do a lot of stuff with the UFC. It's Dana White.
Huh?
But not some company or anyone like that.
Right.
Three out of five. Good enough for the win. Not a tie. Pulled it off. Julie, you didn't get the win, but you got to say, this is Julie and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Julie and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. If you're like busy over the weekend just watching football, because I know Hannah was just locked in on football all
weekend. Oh, yeah, absolutely, baby.
We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline, and then Hannah just tells you if I should keep scrolling or not. Or she'll say, stop down, tell me some more details about this story. Like, this is a doggy surprise.
You know I love dogs.
The article says research tracked mental health symptoms and people who are pet parents. Contrary to popular belief, pet parents do not show any better mental health compared to those without pets. In fact, pet parents reported higher levels of depression, anxiety, and inability to feel pleasure than non-pet parents.
Probably because we're always anxious and worried about our pets. AB, you better stay silent over there.
Yep.
She's not worried
about
her
pets. She's against owning pets.
Yes. Most beautiful countries in the world.
Probably won't have enough money to travel to them, so keep it moving.
You might be surprised the U.S. was number one. You live in it.
Of beauty?
Yeah, I was shocked at that, too. Like,
interesting.
Where? Huh? Have you guys who did this study gone anywhere else? Not hating on the U.S., just damn.
Yeah, careful.
Yeah, the 20 most Google text abbreviations. I got the top five for you.
Okay, definitely got to take this one, mainly for Kev.
Okay, TLDR.
I have no idea.
You don't know that one? Too long, didn't read.
Who would say that?
People, I get that a lot, actually. I've seen people say that. FOMO.
Fear of missing out.
NSFW.
Not
safe for work.
Oh, I never say that.
POV.
Point of view.
And then SMH.
Shake my head.
Kevin was literally taking notes.
Taking notes on these just to make sure.
Someone built the world's largest iPhone.
Oh my gosh. We already got enough. Keep it moving.
All right. Are you thinking about getting a divorce?
Currently, no.
You aren't alone. You'd be surprised.
Currently, I'm not considering divorce, so keep it moving.
Okay. The next question is about divorce. If you do get a divorce, how long does it take to recover from it?
Oh, my gosh. Keep it moving.
Okay, I'm just saying that if you were sitting in your car thinking about getting a divorce, you're not alone, but it will take you a long time to recover from that. They're going to be like, oh, it's going to take me forever.
Okay, enough with the depressing facts.
All right, I'm just letting people know you're not alone out there, people.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
To give you the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show, see if you can get this one. The average age we stopped doing this is 31.
Okay, I feel like this is kind of a bad answer, but I'm going to say that at the average age of 31, you stop caring about like your likes or followers on Instagram.
Oh, like you just don't care about social media? Like
right,
at that
like
point?
You just kind of take a backseat to it. It's not a priority anymore.
That's a good answer, I feel like. I feel like when you get in your 30s, you're like, I'm just over this stuff.
Yeah, you're like, I've had enough.
All right.
I may be a little late on this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think it's when you stop having your parents do your laundry.
Okay. Respect.
Wow. Damn. Wish I got that treatment.
Yeah, yeah. Or don't respect them. Alex?
I think it's you stop going out past midnight.
Oh, like midnight is not like
midnight's the cutoff.
You rarely see these people pass in 30 in their ones to go to 31.
Okay, mine's gonna seem really random, but remember that trend on Instagram or TikTok?
No, I'm 31.
Months ago, where it was like the older you get, you forget how to jump.
Yes,
I'm gonna say jump.
Okay. AB might be the closest. No, I don't know. No one's actually there, and I will give you a hint. Today's a big day for it. That answer's coming your way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give it the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. And it's kind of like a two-parter because I said that today is really important for this. The average age we stopped doing this is 31, and why today is so important for this Mega Mind.
Lulubug texted in and said that you stop getting up early in the morning. Teacher Jen texted in and said going to concerts. The Hamilton kid saying you stop trying to impress your boss every day. Abby says you stop caring about the holidays as much. Heather says you stop celebrating your birthday. Teacher Suzanne says you stop caring about how dirty your car is. Thurman says you stop binge drinking. Hope you never started that. And Celine says when you stop exercising for fun.
Heather got it correct, guys. The average age we stop celebrating our birthday is 31.
Oh.
Once you hit like over 30 at that 30 birthday, that milestone, you no longer make it a big deal. You're like, it's just my birthday. And why today is such an interesting day is today is the most common birthday day of the year.
Oh, really?
In the entire country.
9-9,
September
really?
9th is the most common birthday. More people have the birthday September 9th. Actually, like all this area, September 9, 10, all this. And if people say if you backtrack it, holidays.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Mega Minds.
I had no idea. So teachers or parents weigh in on this. Does your school have mirrors in the school bathroom for kids? And how do you feel about this? Do you think that they should get rid of them? Do you like that they don't have mirrors? 314-531-9898. I didn't know this was a thing, but apparently I was seeing this online that school officials are finally catching on that lots of stuff happened in student bathrooms. Like, finally you caught on?
Yeah. But it's been happening forever.
But in order to discourage them as meeting places, some districts have removed mirrors from girls' restrooms, and generally speaking, boys' restrooms have not had mirrors for years. And I said, whoa, wow. I didn't know that. 314-531-9898. If your school does still have mirrors, why do you think they should get rid of them? Would that help? How does your school monitor the bathroom being the place for meetup for shenanigans?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about it?
I think this is stupid, quite honestly. I feel like I could see the reason for them taking away the mirrors is like they don't want kids to feel insecure or like judge themselves or anything by like constantly looking. But I'm sorry, even if you take away the mirror, that's never going to work. Like, you're always going to have self-comparison and things like that. And I believe, as a former girl who would crowd in the bathroom, that's just like, it's a private place. So that's how you can meet and gossip and talk with your friends. I don't think a mirror is going to fix that.
Because first I thought the same thing as Hannah. I was like, oh, is this about making sure that people aren't vain? Like, just focus on school. Don't worry about your appearance. But everything I'm reading, it does feel like it's to stop it as a meeting place.
That's it.
Does that stop it? Does it make it less fun because you don't get to meet in front of a mirror?
I say this. I talked to my wife about this, okay? And she taught fifth grade for years and said, yeah, they got rid of the mirror several years ago.
They did.
And it totally expedited the time people were in the bathroom.
I don't understand.
I'll tell you. I remember as a teacher, and it just became I taught second grade, and the big thing were kids to say...
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Candyman in the bathroom.
That's funny,
Over and over again with the mirror. You take that mirror out, that little shenanigans gone. It's an area where kids congregate. And it's just an area that, you know what, if you get rid of the mirror, they're in, they're out of the bathroom faster.
I never realized that the mirror was such a part of the algorithm in the bathroom. I thought it was just a chit-chat and the teachers weren't around and, you know, people aren't really going to, like, peek their head in the bathroom because it's supposed to be, like, a private area. So I thought that's always why we met in the bathroom. I didn't know it was to play Candyman. Boys and girls are very different.
This is interesting. I did not know this at all. And Annie's a teacher. And I know that she's occasionally has to go into the bathroom to break up those shenanigans. Now, it's elementary school. So, you know, I'm sure this is probably happening a lot more at high schools.
I don't know. See, I'm thinking, so I kind of broke it down and thought the same thing as Hannah. Like, man, if we get rid of the mirror, does it get rid of the fun? I always think you want to give your kids the tools to they can do whatever they need to do in the real world. And the real world has mirrors, so you want to be able to give them the tools to deal with whatever happens when you look in a mirror, right?
Right.
And so then I thought, like, well, is it because they're writing on the mirrors and that's where, like, all the shenanigans is happening? So I was curious to hear from, like, teachers, like, oh my God, is this stopping from the drama that is going down? And then anything that stops the drama and focus on the education, I'm all for. I just felt like I'm shocked that this is a direct, like, result of the shenanigans. I thought, Hannah, like, they'll just figure out something new. Like, we'll just write on the walls. It's where the teachers aren't. That's why bathrooms are so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And that's it, too. It's not necessarily always about, you know, kids messing around, but it's also kids taking their time to do their hair, to do their makeup, in the mirror, to do all that stuff as well. And it's like, hey, for the bathroom, get in, get out, get back to work.
I also, though, I don't know if I love the message that, like, appearance doesn't matter, because it does. Like, I don't want my kid to be focused solely on their hair and their what they're wearing and stuff like that, but I want them to be aware of it. I want them to feel like they have, like, I love that, like, my son brushes his own teeth. He's 3 and he combs his own hair. Like, I love those things. And so, like, I don't want to take away his independence when that happens. So, like, I want him to be able to wash his hands, be like, oh, I want to fix my hair, I want to do this. I don't want him to take forever in the bathroom. So it's this weird
duality. My anxiety would skyrocket if I didn't know.
Yeah, would get a lot worse.
Do you think that's because we're always looking inside of a mirror, and if we took it away, that eventually you would stop?
No, I don't think that's going to cure it.
All right, I want to hear from teachers. I want to hear from parents. How do you feel about the mirror being taken out of kids' schools? And like Kevin's wife had said, that they did it years ago and it's worked really well. Has your school done the same? 314-531-9898. Definitely want to hear from you guys on Y98 St. Louis. All right, teachers, parents, how do you feel about getting rid of the mirror in school bathrooms? 314-531-9898. I didn't realize that this is becoming more and more common. School officials are finally catching up. They said that student bathrooms bathrooms are the place where like trouble and shenanigans happens. And Kevin's wife, who is a teacher, said, oh yeah, we got rid of them years ago. And it expedited the process in the bathroom. It's eliminated some of the shenanigans. It's actually been really beneficial. Teachers, parents, would you want to see it get rid of in the bathroom?
We got some texts coming in on the text line. One of them says, high school teacher here, no mirrors equals less selfies equals less time in the bathroom.
Interesting that they have gotten rid of it, and then all of a sudden it is move things along for everybody.
I do feel like social media does play a huge part in the mirrors, though, right? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but like, especially the high school age, are a lot of these people not doing TikToks and different stuff?
I was going to say, kids always find a way to adapt. So if you take away a mirror selfie, okay, great. Then they're going to send up their 0.5, and then they're going to start doing TikToks, and then what are you going to do? Like, right. Phones already probably aren't like super allowed anyway. Like, kids will just always adapt. So I feel like taking away a mirror is not the end all be all solution.
Janet, you're a teacher. You said that's exactly what ends up happening. All of these kids are doing TikToks?
Yes, they are. So our school took away all of the faculty bathrooms for gender equity. So now the faculty has to use the bathrooms with the kids. So every time I walk in there, there's at least two or three kids in there doing TikTok. And as far as having a mirror, that's what they're looking in. They're pointing the camera there, doing, look, see what they're doing. On top of it, even if you took the mirror away, they're still going to take pictures of themselves to see what they look like.
Yeah.
So you're like, it doesn't make a difference if the mirror is there or not. And it's the number one place for TikToks. But like almost what Hannah said, then we'll just figure out a new TikTok background. Like, it just changes. And I think that's, and thank you so much for the call, Janet. And I think it's an interesting point that Janet had made about the faculty using the bathrooms as well, that everyone uses the same bathroom. Like, as a faculty member, as an adult, you don't get a mirror?
Yeah, you want to look in the mirror, make sure you're presentable.
That's interesting. Jen, you're a teacher?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Jen. So how do you feel about the bathrooms and taking away the mirrors?
I teach high school, and I don't think taking away the mirrors is going to get rid of the problem, because just like adults, we want to check the mirror, check our hair. Just like Alex said, we want to make sure we look presentable. Well, so do kids. So kids already are going to care about that. So what are they going to do to take away the mirror? They're going to sit in class and look on their phone so they can do their makeup or their hair or whatever, and then it becomes another distraction.
Agreed. I see, that's where I was at with the whole mirror thing, is for me, I think that you want to give your kids those tools. So like, to look presentable and being aware of your looks and understanding that that is something you have to manage. Like, you have, there's a balance of having too much anxiety about how you look, but also realizing how we present ourselves does matter in the society that we do live in. And if we think that, like, oh, the mirror is the place of all shenanigans, I think the phone is, works as a mirror too. So they just figure out a different way to make shenanigans.
True.
I do find it very interesting, though, that Kevin's wife's school district is taking it away, and they had so much success with it, though, Jen.
Well, yeah, I think maybe that might be for younger kids. For teenagers, I think it's really important. And like I said, how, you know, teachers feel like, oh, take away my mirror, I can't look at. Well, kids feel the same way. And if we can't live by the rules we're implementing with them, then maybe we shouldn't be implementing them.
Yeah, that's
a really good point.
Let's take away their mirrors. Take away your mirror. No, that's cool.
No, changing my mind.
Danny, how do you feel about schools taking away the mirrors for kids in the bathrooms?
I don't really think it's going to help. I think, like she just said, they're going to find something else, and they're going to find ways. They're going to look in windows and figure stuff out and walk past every classroom and look in the door to see it, like, their reflection. I don't think it's going to matter. We have teachers that stand outside the bathrooms during lunch and just make sure three at a time go in. That cuts back on the shenanigans a little bit, because there are students standing outside going, hurry up, we have to go. And that cuts down on it a little bit. But
kind of cuts your crew for your TikTok as well.
Yeah. Exactly. You only get one take.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to regulate everything that they do, though, as much as we try. It's we just can't control everything.
It is crazy that we're either taking away the mirrors or we're having the kids use three at a time. That's where we're at.
Sounds like we need some bathroom attendants.
Yeah, that's what they have.
I feel like we need the same thing at work at our place sometimes, like one at a time, guys. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
NFL fans are wondering if they got gypped on this year's Super Bowl already. I'll explain why in 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories I
2024 NFL season started like 2 seconds ago, and already we know who will be headlining this year's Super Bowl halftime show. It's going to be none other than rapper and everyone's favorite diss track artist, Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah!
They not like us, Kev!
This is Kevin's guy.
Kevin's my jam.
Kevin's obsessed with the song. He's trying to find it right now. He can't even find it. Kevin loves this song
Kevin
so much.
Kevin is so floored that Kendrick Lamar is going to be headlining the Apple halftime show that he's just like fumbling the board.
He's like, I gotta find my song. This is my favorite song. And he doesn't
While
even know
you look for the song,
that you
I'll
love
share,
so much.
Yeah, I'll share what Kendrick had to say about it. Kendrick wrote, rap music is still one of the most impactful genres to date, and I'll be there to remind the world why they got the right one, which I think is still kind of like leading on, like, is this still like beefy? Like, I feel like he's like, they got me, they picked the right dude.
I feel like there is, I mean, I feel like the reason he got this whole thing is because of the beef with Drake.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like they are loving the fact that was what headlined the entire summer, was Drake versus Kendrick Lamar, and then the winner of it was declared Kendrick, and now he's headlining.
The NFL loves like fueling the fire like this. This does not surprise me at all.
NFL loves them some piping hot tea. AB, how do you feel that it's not Charlie XCX, since you said this summer was Brat summer?
I could not be more disappointed.
As the group, me too. I hate this.
Are you kidding?
Did you actually think that was going to be a possibility?
No, but
you guys hate this? Come on!
Kevin they finally got
us. Yeah, he finally found it.
Like this is Kevin's like alarm in the morning. They
not like us. He just performed. I know it was with Eminem and Dre and Snoop and Mary J. Blige, but he just performed his biggest song. We just got it 3 years ago. Like, this is crazy.
2 years ago. He performed in 2022.
Was it 2 years ago? Because it was, well, it was Rihanna. Well, yeah.
Mary J. Blige, Eminem.
Well, yeah, but it was Rihanna, Usher. So,
he was a part of that?
Yes!
I hated that performance. I didn't even know he was a part of that.
So I thought the LA thing was cool. I thought it was awesome. I liked it. Whatever. I just don't need it again. And I just feel like Jay-Z is the curator of all this. Jay-Z is one who books the talent.
He is. He's the co-producer of the halftime show.
I don't want to sound like super old man or super white, but like, it is R&B and hip-hop since he's gotten it. We had the L.A. connection. Then we had Rihanna. Then we had Usher. I just feel like we can't get a country artist. We can't get anything else. It just felt like the same crap.
But that's why they brought in Jay-Z for that. I love it.
Well, that's all we're getting. We're not getting any other like variety or anything.
How do they not? And to me, it just shows you that they can't get Taylor. How do you not try to convince Taylor? I know last year there was an Eras Tour conflict, but in the past, everyone wanted Taylor Swift, and she couldn't do it because of her connection to Coca-Cola, and it was the Pepsi halftime. Now it's the Apple. I just can't believe that Taylor Swift is not headlining this thing.
I think people would have revolted if she was the halftime performer.
Right.
I mean, Swifties would have been all there for it, but the rest of like the old men sitting in their recliners watching NFL would have been like, this damn girl's everywhere.
So who cares? Do you think they're going to like Kendrick Lamar?
Well, you know, the NFL.
Other than Kevin, no 50-year-old man is excited.
The NFL is not like us.
I don't like it.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Guys, I'm freaking Bear Grylls. It's the Brett Mega Show. We are commercial free, and for some reason, nobody on the show had any confidence in my ability to camp.
Nope.
I still don't.
Hannah has doubt in me. I'm going to send you some pictures, too. You have video of me setting up my campsite and setting up the tent, but we went camping this weekend, my wife and my family with my 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. And I honestly think that Kevin probably thought that was the craziest thing. Like, I can't believe I'm bringing the kids.
Yeah, it's especially at that age, it's difficult enough to camp even when you kids are older. When you don't have kids, it's not that much fun. And then you bring the little ones in. The best way to camp with little ones is in the backyard. I mean, really, truthfully, they can run back in to go to the bathroom. They don't stay the entire night out. It got chilly over the weekend.
So the camping, we crushed it, guys. It was awesome. And this might surprise you, my 1-year-old had the time of her life. And if you know me talking about my 1-year-old, it probably doesn't surprise you.
Yeah, it doesn't really surprise me.
My 1-year-old, it literally has the She is feisty and has this big personality just at one already, and definitely has like strong voice at one. Even though she only has a few words, she is very strong voiced, but has a very easygoing, fluid personality. Like, she can go with the flow. So far, she's been easy with that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And she was just loving it. And she was waving to other campsites, walking over to them, walking in and out of the tent. Like, we had literally just set up the tent, kind of showed them the inside and outside. And then she was just like, all on her own, just like crawling into it, walking into it. There's a picture, and I sent you a video of her just like eating like just snacks already, just walking around like, this is my site, this is my place, this is where we camped out at. And
weekend out, yay!
It was freezing. That was the hardest part, was we didn't expect it to drop. And my wife laughed at me because she's like, we're only camping for one night. I was like, I got this. I only brought an extra change of shirt and shorts. And she's like, you don't need anything else? And I was like, no, I have like, I had actually stolen a St. Jude hoodie that was in the,
you did, no
with
good.
Hannah, it was like on the cafe where they put free food, and Hannah told me it was free, so I took it. And that's the hoodie that I brought to the camp. I just threw it in the back of my car. I was like, okay, I'm taking this home.
Imagine if I didn't tell you to steal that hoodie.
I know, yeah. I wouldn't even have had a hoodie, and it was freezing at night. That's the only hoodie I had. And I was at the campsite with that. And I was cold, and I was miserable that it was so cold. But the kids slept okay. We had to wake my one-year-old up. We're like, guys, she was sleeping just sprawled out.
She sleeps better in a tent than she does in her house.
Like, just chilling. Yep. We're like, girl, you got to wake up. We're going to make breakfast and stuff. She was like, what? We're waking up. Like, just like she was born.
Zonked.
Like she was born to camp. It was the coolest, fun, most fun experience. Am I, like, they literally, the hardest part was probably getting them to bed because they were so amped up to be in the tent. They were so pumped that they were in a tent. They thought it was like the funniest thing ever. But it was a blast. And we cooked some gourmet hot dogs over the fire.
Love that.
And our friends gave us like a stove. And I'll send you the video of that too. But it's just, we cooked mac and cheese out there actually. You can like make it on a little propane stove. Heated up some boiling water, did some mac and cheese and some hot dogs, and we lived a good life.
And no issues like with them wandering off, or no issues like with
Kevin said I need to get them on a leash.
I'm telling you, that's, you know.
It was like something, like it does, like every, like I feel like thriller book starts with like, the family went camping and then they lost a kid. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah, well, so I literally just read one. Yeah.
Exactly, that'd be my fear, you know, like, you know, Theodore would have to go to the bathroom at night.
We went hiking and he made me carry his ass. No, like, no. He wasn't wandering.
He's not gonna go free range. Are you gonna go again?
See, like, I just feel like it was a lot of work to set up all this stuff and then to take it down. I told my wife this, though. I was like, I loved it, and the kids did. I asked my son, like, what his favorite thing was, and it was sleeping in the tent. But I felt like I love being outside. Mm-hmm. I love being by the fire. I love doing all of that stuff. I just could then walk into a cabin and then go to sleep and then walk back out immediately the next day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I feel like getting all of the gear is expensive, but then once you get all of the gear and you become a regular camper, you save a lot of money on hotels and Airbnb. I just feel
kind of like an investment.
Yeah, you got to like start. And I literally borrowed everything from our friend. So like, I don't even know where to begin. Like, I literally have their entire life in the back of my car. But you know what's interesting is I didn't know this. I found out something really interesting about my family that I thought I knew, but I was blown away of this interesting fact about my parents and their love story I found out because of this camping trip. And I'll tell you guys all about it in like in 2 minutes, right after Lizzo tells us what time it is. Feeling good as hell after my camping experience. Everyone thought I was going to die. And then Hannah thought, oh, this dude's going in his car, just going to pack up and leave and then like not
I still
it.
Think you might have only stayed to get pictures and then left.
Did you post any of
that thing from the overnight?
If you want to see pictures of the camping experience, they're on our Instagram, The Brett Mega Show on IG. If you want to see what a camper looks like, you just go there. That's what, you go on our Instagram, you can see my family camping experience, and you see a guy who knows how to camp. I wanted to share this interesting story with you guys, though. You know what's super interesting about the camping experiences? I was telling my dad that we're going camping, and I think he also thought, Brett, this is a bad idea. But I go on this family vacation every single year, and I've talked about it on the show. It's in Sanibel Island. Mm-hmm. And so we haven't gone the last 2 years because it was devastated and hit by that hurricane a few years ago, Ida. And it's been part of my family's tradition and my story. I was born on November 3rd, we go the week after in the week of Thanksgiving is when we go. And so I was like 3 weeks old. And I remember my dad, my mom tells this story, like literally like I was just born and given birth. And I don't think my dad asked like a single question. I was like, yo, this like this thing that just came out, can he go to Florida in like 3 weeks?
Oh!
Or, are we good? like, that's how important this trip is. My dad told me that's how they discovered that area. Became part of our tradition and our family's vacation every single year. My parents backpacked Florida for a month straight.
What?
Just setting up camp on beaches.
Really?
Yeah, wow. With a tent.
It's a cool idea.
And so they just walked around and went all the way to the Keys. They would drive and then they would pull out their tent and then sleep on beaches. And they found Sanibel, which is just a remote location. They loved it. And my parents were like, hey, they're building a condominium. It was one of the first condominiums on the island. And my dad got in as a timeshare. And that's how they got it. And it's so interesting because this is the anniversary of my mom's death. This week is the anniversary. Mm-hmm. And my mom was someone who like, that her health got the best of her. Like when she died and we lost her to dementia, she wasn't on the internet. She couldn't leave the room. And it was just such a, like, hit me so hard. And even just telling the story, I almost feel hit by it now. Like how different my mom was. Like my mom was someone who would like camp and yeah. do this for a month straight. And then at the end of her life, we could barely leave her room. Like this, how much her health had gotten beat and how much it sucked that happened to her. But that's how my parents found where I'd spent like all of my childhood memories was camping. And it was so cool. Like my dad like brought up, he's like, yeah, remember that's how we found Sanibel. We camped for like a month, like in Florida. And that's how we found it before we like, you know, started our lives and got like really settled down and careers and stuff like that. We were just camping through Florida. And I was like, that is crazy to think of that version of my mom.
Right.
That I like
never really knew.
Yeah. Especially really me because yeah, like, you know, you're so young. And I remember my mom being like the one who played with us all the time
right.
and doing all this cool stuff with her. And then like, I do remember like by the time I like got to high school, like late junior high, I remember like her not being able to be at like games and stuff like that. And her health really getting bad. And then at the end, like, I just feel like I was the adult all the time. And it was like, wow, that was crazy to think my mom was someone who could live out of like a tent.
Yeah.
And no one even thought I could do it for a day.
Now I must say, one, I'm so glad that you got to hear that story and learn that fact about your parents. But second of all, I have a little bit more faith in you now about camping since it's clearly in your blood.
It's in my blood. Yeah. Clearly a camping is
so
in my blood.
The only thing I'm riding on faith for you is that your parents have done this for so long.
It is a big week, though, for the anniversary of my mom's death. I'm going to try to do something special for her on Thursday. It'll be a big day for the show and for me. A cool announcement right after Hozier. I was just talking to you about family traditions. This is always a big family tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming back to St. Louis.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
One of the best holiday shows. Literally was talking to a friend. It's like, I didn't know about TSO. I went to it and it's like, man, is that an experience. December 18th at the Enterprise Center, 7:00 show. This is an awesome date. Awesome show to be at, and we have your TSO tickets right now with this special announcement. 314-531-9898. You're going to be one of the first people in St. Louis to make sure you have your Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets for December 18th at the Enterprise Center. Give us a call. Caller 18. We'll get you hooked up. All right. We are commercial free, and we just announced a Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming back. Always a holiday tradition, December 18th at the Enterprise Center. Maria, do you want to be one of the first people in St. Louis to get some tickets? Maria,
hey, yeah, that'd be great.
Congratulations, woo-hoo! Maria. Yeah. Hold on, Maria. We're going to get you some TSO tickets December 18th. Always one of the biggest shows and cannot wait. That's an awesome date. You're going to be hooked up with those tickets. Now let's find out everything that's trending.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to put 2 minutes on the clock. Got the clock already running. And we'll scroll through the internet. These are things that are trending that people have been talking about. Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. Like the top who, what, when, where, and why questions that were Googled in August.
Okay.
Who is speaking at the DNC tonight was the number one Googled question. The number one what question was, what does monkeypox look like?
Oh, jeez.
AB, you will appreciate the when, because I know you were locked in on the show. Mm-hmm. When does the Love Island reunion air? Mm. Was the number one when question that was Googled in August.
Do you have the answer to that?
Well, it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
The number one where question? Where to watch Love Island reunion?
Oh, wow. My gosh, this reunion was hot.
Yes, Love Island was one of the most Googled things in August.
See, I'm not crazy.
And then why is everyone watching Love Island? No, why is
I was going to say, really?
Why is everyone saying demure?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I ask that question in my head a lot.
Football equals sex.
Keep moving. I don't care what it equals. Equals a big old X for me.
Is Amazon banning delivery drivers from singing along to the radio?
What?
So Amazon is denying this rumor that they ban delivery drivers from singing along to the radio because it distracts them negatively and impacts their driving safety. But there is this rumor that was going on that's saying they sent out a message to them, and they said no, they can sing along to the radio.
And they can most definitely listen to the Brett Mega Show.
Right.
Download the Odyssey app. Thanks.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored bacon.
Honestly, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is king, so I'm good with anything flavored that way.
Hormel is launching a new limited edition product that combines black label bacon with Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. It'll be available limited time later this month at select Walmart and Kroger stores.
I bet that's gas.
That is probably so good. I can't wait for that.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
You guys might be surprised with this, but I know that some of you all think I'm crazy. So I have a theory. And it really comes from the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift relationship and Patrick Mahomes and Brady Mahomes. I have a theory that when you are like friends with another couple, like your couple hangs out with that couple, the people that have to be the closest, the reason you guys are a couple friend has to be because of the women. That Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes aren't really close with Taylor and Travis. And if they are, it's not going to last long. I feel like the beginning and the end is already happening. 314-531-9898. Think about your couple friends. Who is the real close friend? What brought you guys together? Anyone out there listening that has like another couple friend and like the guys are the reason you guys are friends, the reason you guys always hang out, I don't think it'll ever work out. The women have to get along. Last season, Taylor and Brittany were seen hanging out in suites all the time. Thursday night, they weren't in the suite together. And then they showed up at the U.S. Open acting like it's all good. But there's already been rumors that Taylor doesn't like politically some of the things that Brittany has done, like the liking of the Trump tweets, defending of Trump, and Taylor can't be associated with that. And then they're in the box together at the U.S. Open, acting like everything's all good. I don't think it's all good. I think that Travis and Patrick are probably like, yo, our girls are not going to get along very much longer.
I don't think so. I don't know about this. I think the sweet thing at the game was more so, I heard some good points made where originally, you know, Taylor had friends around her when she came to the game. Maybe she wasn't comfortable with Travis's family. Maybe she, like, you know, needed that extra support system. Whereas now,
she was always in the suite last season. They were always together.
I don't know that I completely buy. Sure, I certainly don't disagree that, like, maybe she doesn't agree with her Trump comments.
Yeah.
But I think it's more so like Taylor's closer with the family now. I think she doesn't need that like support system. Now, I don't think they're besties like, you know, maybe Brittany Mahomes would put off, because who doesn't want to be best friends with Taylor Swift, right? But yeah, I don't completely disagree, because I don't think that Taylor is a huge Brittany Mahomes fan. I just always have found that hard to believe from the get also.
I feel like, to your point, Brett, about how long a like relationship, couple relationship, friend thing can last, like, and how sustainable it is, whether you were friends with the like male or female. I definitely do think that it's harder for females to get along than it is for males. Like, I feel like males, you could find one thing. Oh, you played golf once. Oh, okay, well, I guess we can talk about chill. Yes. Versus women, there's a lot more that comes into it with, like, getting along. So I definitely think that if you have the females being friends first, then it's just, like, easier from the get-go.
Yeah,
so
100%.
I have to agree.
I think it's easier for guys to be, like, low-key friends with each other, and it's not weird. But if girls are just sort of friends with another girl, it's always a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
You guys agree with my theory?
Yeah, halfway friends don't really work for women. Like, you either are all in or you're all out.
The guys, Patrick and Travis, can't be the reason they double date. You can't. You can occasionally double date. Like, oh, like, it's Christmas. You know, we got to go get our holiday drink with them. But, like, if that's, like, your go-to, we go on vacation together, it's because the girls were friends.
I do agree.
There's no way.
I totally agree.
Couple can survive where the guys are the ones going on. First off, they would never do anything. Hey, we're going to go on vacation. With who?
Yeah, what?
I think what you're going to see is you're going to start seeing more and more of Travis hanging out with Benny Blanco. He's going to be hanging out with Selena Gomez's guy.
Yes, agreed.
Because that is Taylor's best girlfriend.
Agreed. Yeah. I think that's
a good prediction, Kev.
That's how friendships work. Am I wrong? Is anyone out there listening that has another couple they do stuff with all the time? Who's the friend? Who's the reason you guys linked up? Was it your man or is it you? 314-531-9898. I have this theory that it has to be the girls who are friends first. Am I wrong? It's Y98 St. Louis. Guys, I have this theory, and I've had it forever, and what's making me think about it even more commonly right now is that the girls have to be the reason you are with another couple friend. It's hard to find couple friends. It's one of the hardest things. There's a whole episode in How I Met Your Mother about it. Mm-hmm. You got to, like, seek them out. But the people that have to be the connector with the couple friends have to be the women. If you meet up and you are friends and you're
for
double dating.
A real, genuine, true, strong connection.
Right, yes.
Yeah, because if you're doing a double date all the time and it's the guys who put you together, like Patrick and Travis, they were teammates and friends first. Taylor and Brittany Mahomes, it's just recipe for disaster. They're not going to be friends. It's going to ruin. It might even ruin the Chiefs, guys. I'm telling you. I saw this happen firsthand. I had this theory a long time ago, and I'm going to tell this story about my other couple friends. They would meet up for Wine Wednesdays, and the guys were the friends, and they would do wine, and they were like, they had this good thing going. And I told them, like, guys, you should stop doing that because you two are the friends, and the girls are going to eventually not get along. A year later, I saw that same guy. I'm like, oh, man, you're still doing your Wine Wednesdays? Like, no, the women got into a fight, and we don't do the Wine Wednesday. And he hadn't seen his buddy in 6 months. They stopped hanging out because that's what ends up happening. If your girl doesn't approve of your friend, it creates drama.
But he got taken as collateral.
Yeah, and that happens in relationships all the time. If the wife doesn't like the friend, you stop hanging out with them as much. And so the worst thing you can do is what Travis and Patrick are doing, is have their girls try to become best friends. And I'll be honest, Brittany Mahomes seems like a lot. I would not. We don't need it. We can see Patrick every now and then. Huh? Michelle, you disagree, though. You think the friendship has to come through the man, huh?
I think that sometimes, like, you know, if a girl's dating a guy and, you know, he has friends, then it's usually like, you know, the two girls, you know, will begin to know each other through friends of circumstance through the men. But I agree with you. I don't necessarily think that the relationship, the friendships will last, because if the females don't get along, then the relationship with the men may pull apart and it'll eventually wane. And it'll put pressure and strain on the relationship.
No female friendship has ever...
Girls tend to be cats anyway.
Yes, thank you so much for the call. No female friendship has ever made it because some guy introduced them. Let's be honest. That is the fastest way for them to not be friends.
Right. Guys aren't the best at setting up relationships.
Right. Carrie, you disagree, though. You think that you can have another couple friend, but the guys are the reason that you guys are couple friends?
Hey, yeah. So I definitely see what you guys are saying, and I've seen that firsthand, unfortunately, but I don't think that it's always a disaster, because my husband's best friend, they've been friends forever. His wife is actually one of my very best friends, and we're the ones who plan the vacations, and they came, you know, come and stay with us and vice versa, because we don't live in the same city.
Interesting.
Yeah, maybe that's why it works out so well.
I was going to say, you only like her because she doesn't live in the same city as you.
I guess I see what you're saying there. But I do still have friends that were brought to me from my husband. Like, so I don't think it's always the case.
We have another couple of friends that we're super close with in St. Louis. And it's my wife and, you know, and her are our best friends. And me and the husband, the only thing I think we have in common is that he has a job.
Oh my God.
He's like super smart, like has his life together. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm just hanging out by a thin thread. He's like, I went to work today. Me too, kind of.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Everyone is about to be even more jealous of Jimmy Fallon because his work schedule is dropping down to only 4 days a week. So this new schedule for Jimmy Fallon is going to be kicking off with the new fall season, and there will only be 4 days a week of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Meaning, like, how they're going to break it down is there's going to be brand new episodes Monday through Thursday, but then on Friday nights, it's going to be a repeat. So it's not going to be like a live brand new show.
It makes sense because who watches it on the Friday nights? Carson, we're all busy and doing stuff.
Johnny Carson did that for years.
I think he might be the only one who still was doing it, right?
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel Live doesn't. The Late Night with Stephen Colbert doesn't do it. Seth Meyers, The Daily Show only do 4 days a week. Am I the only one here who's like mad about this?
Yes.
Yeah, why?
Feel like it was special that Jimmy Fallon was the only one keeping it 5 days a week. Like, I felt that's like what made him different. Like I feel like late night TV is already like super competitive and people are kind of stepping away. So I felt like it was good for him to do something different. And just as like a viewer, I'm going to be turned away knowing that it's a repeat on Friday.
I got a question.
Friday.
Did you ever watch it on a Friday night? Truly, did you?
Maybe, but now I definitely won't.
Right. Yeah.
No, there's no way you watched or anyone watched
it. He already has the whole summer off.
Well, no, that's Kimmel. But I think Fallon, I don't know, they might all take it all off. I know Kimmel does it because he got it from Stern.
You can't say that Jimmy Fallon's not a hard worker. Like, just because he's not going to be on live on a Friday night, like, Kimmel, you can't say he's not a hardworking guy.
Kimmel said this. I think he signed, like, another 4-year deal and he didn't want to. And I think so did Fallon. All of them kind of contracts were up at the same time. And I think a lot of them signed up because they think that this is it. This is the beginning of the end. Like, they might be the last late night host ever.
They do this.
I do
You're
think,
right.
I honestly do. I think this is it. Like, I think that it gets replaced by something more interesting or more trendy or more TikTok-y. But what we know of sitting behind a desk doing interviews, I think this is it. So I just don't think people watch it like the way we used to. Everyone used to finish their night with it. And now people know these shows based off their YouTubes and social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't care that he doesn't work.
Holding on to it, you know. But no matter what, even if he cuts down his schedule, he did sign a contract throughout 2028. So he's not going anywhere just yet. Maybe he'll just keep cutting down his schedule. Who knows? This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Are you really a psycho? A little bit psycho. We'll test and see if you're out of your mind.
Give you a mystery riddle, see if you can solve it. The entire show gets to work together, see if they can solve it first, and then you'll get your shot at it. I cannot talk, but I always reply when spoken to. What am I?
Siri.
See, a lot of people thought Siri, but Siri can talk.
Uh-oh, my iPad was going off.
Siri can talk. I cannot talk, but I always reply when spoken to.
I know what it is.
Oh, do you?
Well, I mean, is it a dog?
No.
No.
Alexa?
Or a pet?
Nope.
I cannot talk, but I always reply.
Dogs talk on their own, too. Always talk when I'm spoken to. That's the important part of it. I will give you that hint.
Always talk when I'm spoken to.
No one got it?
Is it Alexa?
It's not Alexa. Because Alexa can do different things and say different things. And Alexa can do things on her own. All right, 8:48. I'll reveal
the
answer.
We're puzzled.
Are you really a psycho? A little bit psycho. We'll test and see if you're out of your mind.
Today's mystery riddle is, I cannot talk, but I always reply when spoken to. What am I?
We have a couple texts like who guessed on the text line.
You think they got it?
Maybe. Some of them say tape recorder. voicemail or a voice recorder.
Oh, no.
Mm. No?
Good ones, though. But they don't always talk back, like you're recording into it.
Mm.
And Siri doesn't always talk back to us either. You need to be very specific.
Alexa, you would, or Alex, you would know that Alexa always doesn't listen.
I'm telling you, mine are always going off random times, telling me different things that I didn't ask.
And Echo.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot talk, but I always reply when spoken to. It's an Echo, guys.
I thought you meant an Amazon Echo. I'm like, are you kidding me? We said every other damn brand.
No, an Echo. Yeah, it was an Echo was the answer, which is kind of what I got when I was camping because I was out in the middle of nowhere, guys. I don't know if you heard. I was a big camper guy. Coming up, how do you feel about the Super Bowl halftime performance? Who's going to be performing at the halftime? If you don't know who it is, we'll let you know right after the monster. Rihanna played the Super Bowl, 2 years ago? Eminem played it not too long ago either. Actually performing with the guy who Hannah told us in the Hollywood hashtag is going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar is doing the Apple Super Bowl halftime show. Jump in on this conversation if you want. How do you feel about Kendrick doing the Super Bowl halftime show? 314-531-9898. If you want to text in or call in, are you happy, excited for Kendrick?
I'm super excited because
they not like us.
This is Kevin's jam.
Like
Kevin is going to be the one person standing like up in his living room on Super Bowl Sunday, just like bopping out.
Me and my son.
So, Hannah, you don't like it?
I don't like it just because I feel like the NFL gypped all of our fans just because we just saw him. Like, I would have liked to see a performer that we haven't seen on the field in a long time.
Who would you have
seen? Or maybe ever.
Give me somebody then. If you can't,
I thought Jelly Roll would have been good.
Jelly Roll is done. No, you can't have Jelly Roll.
He's everybody's favorite person.
I love Jelly Roll. Do think he's a star, but he's not. Super Bowl halftime.
I think he could be if he was coupled with other people. I think it'd be great.
I think there's a lot of people that don't know who Jelly Roll is.
He could have done this like big community impact thing. It would have been cool. Would have been inspirational.
We haven't seen a country star, so I don't hate.
He's a cross-genre artist, too, so it could have worked. Him and, Miley Cyrus doing a little collab would have been awesome.
Yeah, I really wanted Miley Cyrus, and I wanted her to come out as Hannah Montana.
I'll tell you who I think would have been a good one. I don't know if he's done it or not. I think Post Malone would have been a good one.
I'm bored of him.
That could have been cool, I guess.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, started our lives and got really settled down and careers and stuff like that. We were just camping through Florida. And I was like, that is crazy to think of that version of my mom.
Right.
That I
never really knew.
Yeah. Especially me because, you're so young. And I remember my mom being the one who played with us all the time.
Right.
And doing all this cool stuff with her. And then, I do remember, by the time I, got to high school, late junior high, I remember, her not being able to be at, games and stuff like that. And her health really getting bad. And then at the end, I just feel like I was the adult all the time. And it was wow, that was crazy to think my mom was someone who could live out of, a tent.
Yeah.
And no one even thought I could do it for a day.
Now I must say, one, I'm so glad that you got to hear that story and learn that fact about your parents. But second of all, I have a little bit more faith in you now about camping since it's clearly in your blood.
It's in my blood. Right. Yeah. Clearly camping is in my blood.
The only thing I'm riding on faith for you is that your parents have done this for so long.
It is a big week, though, for the anniversary of my mom's death. I'm going to try to do something special for her on Thursday. It'll be a big day for the show and for me. A cool announcement right after Hosier. I was just talking to you about family traditions. This is always a big family tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming back to St. Louis.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
One of the best holiday shows. Literally was talking to a friend. It's like, I didn't know about TSO. I went to it and it's like, man, is that an experience. December 18th at the Enterprise Center, 7 o'clock show. This is an awesome date. awesome show to be at. And we have your TSO tickets right now with this special announcement. 314-531-9898. You're going to be one of the first people in St. Louis to make sure you have your Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets for December 18th at the Enterprise Center. Give us a call. Caller 18. We'll get you hooked up. All right, we are commercial free, and we just announced the Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming back. Always a holiday tradition, December 18th at the Enterprise Center. Maria, do you want to be one of the first people in St. Louis to get some tickets? Maria,
hey, yeah, that'd be great.
Congratulations, woo-hoo! Maria. Yeah. Hold on, Maria. We're going to get you some. We're going to get you some TSO tickets December 18th. Always one of the biggest shows and cannot wait. That's an awesome date. You're going to be hooked up with those tickets. Now let's find out everything that's trending.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to put 2 minutes on the clock. Got the clock already running. And we'll scroll through the internet. These are things that are trending that people have been talking about. Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. Like the top who, what, when, where, and why questions that were Googled in August.
Okay.
Who is speaking at the DNC tonight was the number one Googled question. The number one what question was, what does monkeypox look like?
Oh, jeez.
AB, you will appreciate the when, because I know you were locked in on the show. Mm-hmm. When does the Love Island reunion air? Mm. Was the number one when question that was Googled in August.
Do you have the answer to that?
Well, it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
The number one where question? Where to watch Love Island reunion?
Wow, oh my gosh, this reunion was hot.
Yes, Love Island was one of the most Googled things in August.
See, I'm not crazy.
And then why is everyone watching Love Island? No, why is
I was going to say, really?
Why is everyone saying demure?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I ask that question in my head a lot.
Football equals sex.
Keep moving. I don't care what it equals. Equals a big old X for me.
Is Amazon banning delivery drivers from singing along to the radio?
What?
What?
So Amazon is denying this rumor that they ban delivery drivers from singing along to the radio because it distracts them negatively and impacts their driving safety. But there is this rumor that was going on that saying they sent out a message to them. And they said, no, they can sing along to the radio.
And they can most definitely listen to the Brett Mega Show.
Right.
Download the Odyssey app. Thanks.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored bacon.
Honestly, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is king, so I'm good with anything flavored that way.
Hormel is launching a new limited edition product that combines black label bacon with Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. It'll be available limited time later this month at select Walmart and Kroger stores.
I bet that's gas.
That is probably so good. I can't wait for that.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
You guys might be surprised by this, but I know that some of you all think I'm crazy. So I have a theory. And it really comes from the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift relationship and Patrick Mahomes and Brady Mahomes. I have a theory that when you are like friends with another couple, like your couple hangs out with that couple, the people that have to be the closest, the reason you guys are a couple friend has to be because of the women. That Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes aren't really close with Taylor and Travis. And if they are, it's not going to last long. I feel like the beginning and the end is already happening. 314-531-9898. Think about your couple friends. Who is the real close friend? What brought you guys together? Anyone out there listening that has like another couple friend and like the guys are the reason you guys are friends, the reason you guys always hang out, I don't think it'll ever work out. The women have to get along. Last season, Taylor and Brittany were seen hanging out in suites all the time. Thursday night, they weren't in the suite together. And then they showed up at the U.S. Open acting like it's all good. But there's already been rumors that Taylor doesn't like politically some of the things that Brittany has done, like the liking of the Trump tweets, defending of Trump, and Taylor can't be associated with that. And then they're in the box together at the U.S. Open, acting like everything's all good. I don't think it's all good. I think that Travis and Patrick are probably like, yo, our girls are not going to get along very much longer.
I don't
think
this.
So.
I don't know about this. I think the sweet thing at the game was more so, I heard some good points made where originally, you know, Taylor had friends around her when she came to the game. Maybe she wasn't comfortable with Travis's family. Maybe she, like, you know, needed that extra support system, whereas now...
She was always in the suite last season. They were always together.
I don't know that I completely buy... Sure, I certainly don't disagree that, like, maybe she doesn't agree with her Trump comments.
Yeah.
But I think it's more so like Taylor's closer with the family now. I think she doesn't need that like support system. Now, I don't think they're besties like, you know, maybe Brittany Mahomes would put off, because who doesn't want to be best friends with Taylor Swift, right? Yeah. But yeah, I don't completely disagree, because I don't think that Taylor is a huge Brittany Mahomes fan. I just always have found that hard to believe from the get. Also,
I feel like, to your point, Brett, about how long a like relationship, couple relationship, friend thing can last, like in how sustainable it is, whether you were friends with the like male or female. I definitely do think that it's harder for females to get along than it is for males. Like, I feel like males, you could find one thing. Oh, you played golf once. Oh, okay, well, I guess we can talk about chill.
Yes.
Versus women, there's a lot more that comes into it with like getting along. So I definitely think that if you have the females being friends first, then it's just like easier from the get-go.
Yeah,
so
100%.
I have to agree.
I think it's easier for guys to be like low-key friends with each other and it's not weird. But if girls are just sort of friends with another girl, it's always a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
You guys agree with my theory?
Yeah, halfway friends don't really work for women. Like, you either are all in or you're all out.
The guys, Patrick and Travis, can't be the reason they double date. You can't. You can occasionally double date. Like, oh, like, it's Christmas. You know, we got to go get our holiday drink with them. But, like, if that's, like, your go-to, we go on vacation together, it's because the girls were friends.
I do agree.
There's no way.
I totally
no
agree.
Couple can survive where the guys are the ones going on. First off, they would never do anything. Hey, we're going to go on vacation. With who?
Yeah, what?
I think what you're going to see is you're going to start seeing more and more of Travis hanging out with Benny Blanco. He's going to be hanging out with Selena Gomez's guy.
Yes, agreed.
Because that is Taylor's best girlfriend.
Agreed. Yeah. I think that's
a good prediction, Kev.
That's how friendships work. Am I wrong? Is anyone out there listening that has another couple they do stuff with all the time? Who's the friend? Who's the reason you guys linked up? Was it your man or is it you? 314-531-9898. I have this theory that it has to be the girls who are friends first. Am I wrong? It's Y98 St. Louis. Guys, I have this theory, and I've had it forever, and what's making me think about it even more commonly right now is that the girls have to be the reason you are with another couple friend. It's hard to find couple friends. It's one of the hardest things. There's a whole episode in How I Met Your Mother about it. Mm-hmm. You gotta like seek them out. But the people that have to be the connector with the couple friends have to be the women. If you meet up and you are friends and you're
for
double
a
dating,
real genuine, true, strong.
Yes, right. Yes.
Yeah. Because if you're doing a double date all the time and it's the guys who put you together, like Patrick and Travis, they were teammates and friends first. Taylor and Brittany Mahomes, it's just recipe for disaster. They're not going to be friends. It's going to ruin. It might even ruin the Chiefs, guys. I'm telling you. I saw this happen firsthand. I had this theory a long time ago, and I'm going to tell this story about my other couple friends. They would meet up for Wine Wednesdays, and the guys were the friends, and they would do wine, and they were like, they had this good thing going. And I told them, like, guys, you should stop doing that because you two are the friends, and the girls are going to eventually not get along. A year later, I saw that same guy. I'm like, oh, man, you're still doing your Wine Wednesdays? Like, no, the women got into a fight, and we don't do the Wine Wednesday. And he hadn't seen his buddy in 6 months. They stopped hanging out because that's what ends up happening. If your girl doesn't approve of your friend, it creates drama.
But he got taken as collateral.
Yeah, and that happens in relationships all the time. If the wife doesn't like the friend, you stop hanging out with them as much. And so the worst thing you can do is what Travis and Patrick are doing, is have their girls try to become best friends. And I'll be honest, Brittany Mahomes seems like a lot.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah.
I would not. I would try to. I'm like, we don't need him. We can see Patrick every now and then. Huh? Michelle, you disagree though. You think the friendship has to come through the man, huh?
I think that sometimes, like, you know, if a girl's dating a guy and, you know, he has friends, then it's usually like, you know, the two girls, you know, will begin to know each other through friends of circumstance through the men. But I agree with you. I don't necessarily think that the relationship, the friendships will last, because if the females don't get along, then the relationship with the men may pull apart and it may, and it'll eventually wane. And yeah. It'll put pressure and strain on the relationship.
No, because female girls, friendship has
girls
ever...
tend to be cats anyway.
Yes, thank you so much for calling. No female friendship has ever made it because some guy introduced them. Let's be honest. That is the fastest way for them to not be friends.
Right. Guys aren't the best at setting up relationships.
Right. Carrie, you disagree, though. You think that you can have another couple friend, but the guys are the reason that you guys are couple friends?
Hey, yeah. So I definitely see what you guys are saying, and I've seen that firsthand, unfortunately, but I don't think that it's always a disaster, because my husband's best friend, they've been friends forever. His wife is actually one of my very best friends, and we're the ones who plan the vacations, and they came, you know, come and stay with us and vice versa, because we don't live in the same city.
Interesting.
Yeah,
maybe that's why it works out so well.
Yeah, I was going to say, you only like her because she doesn't live in the same city as you.
I guess I see what you're saying there, but I do still have friends that were brought to me from my husband, like, so I don't think it's always the case.
We have another couple friend that we're super close with in St. Louis, and it's my wife and, you know, and her are our best friends, and me and the husband, the only thing I think we have in common is that he has a job.
Oh my god.
He's like super smart, like has his life together. I'm like, yo bro, I'm just hanging out by a thin thread. He's like, I went to work today. Me too, kind of.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Everyone is about to be even more jealous of Jimmy Fallon because his work schedule is dropping down to only 4 days a week. So this new schedule for Jimmy Fallon is going to be kicking off with the new fall season, and there will only be 4 days a week of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Meaning, like, how they're going to break it down is there's going to be brand new episodes Monday through Thursday, but then on Friday nights, it's going to be a repeat. So it's not going to be like a live brand new show.
It makes sense because who watches it on the Friday nights?
Carson,
we're all busy and doing stuff.
Johnny Carson did that for years.
I think Hannah, he might be the only one who
is
still was doing it, right?
Yeah,
right.
Jimmy Kimmel Live doesn't. The Late Night with Stephen Colbert doesn't do it. Seth Meyers, The Daily Show only do 4 days a week. Am I the only one here who's like mad about this?
Yes.
Yeah, why?
Yeah,
I just feel like it was special that Jimmy Fallon was the only one keeping it 5 days a week. Like, I felt that's like what made him different. Like I feel like late night TV is already like super competitive and people are kind of stepping away. So I felt like it was good for him to do something different. And just as like a viewer, I'm going to be turned away knowing that it's a repeat.
I got a
on
question.
Friday.
Did you ever ever watch it on a Friday night? Truly, did you?
Maybe, but now I definitely don't.
Right. Yeah.
No, there's no way you watched or anyone watched
it. He already has the whole summer off.
Well, no, that's Kimmel. But I think, I don't know, they might all take it off. I know Kimmel does it because he got it from Stern.
You can't say that Jimmy Fallon's not a hard worker. Like, just because he's not going to be on live on a Friday night, like, you can't say he's not a hard working guy.
Kimmel said this. I think he signed, like, another 4-year deal and he didn't want to. And I think so did Fallon. All of them kind of contracts were up at the same time. And I think a lot of them signed up because they think that this is it. This is the beginning of the end. Like, they might be the last late night host ever.
They do this.
I think this is it. Like, I think that it gets replaced by something more interesting or more trendy or more TikTok-y. But what we know of sitting behind a desk doing interviews, I think this is it. So I just don't think people watch it like the way we used to. Everyone used to finish their night with it, and now people know these shows based off their YouTubes and social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't care that he doesn't work, because
holding on to it, you know. But no matter what, even if he cuts down his schedule, he did sign a contract throughout 2028. So he's not going anywhere just yet. Maybe he'll just keep cutting down his schedule. Who knows? This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Are you really a psycho? A little bit psycho? We'll test and see if you're out of your mind.
Give you a mystery riddle. See if you can solve it. The entire show gets to work together. See if they can solve it first, and then you'll get your shot at it. I cannot talk, but I always reply when spoken to. What am I?
Siri.
See, a lot of people thought Siri, but Siri can talk.
Uh-oh. My iPad was going off.
Siri can talk. I cannot talk, but I always reply when spoken to.
I know what it is.
Oh, do you?
Well, I mean, is it a dog?
No.
No.
Alexa?
Or a pet?
Nope.
I cannot talk, but I always reply.
Dogs talk on their own, too. Always talk when I'm spoken to. That's the important part of it. I will give you that hint.
Always talk when I'm spoken to.
No one got it?
Is it Alexa?
It's not Alexa. Because Alexa can do different things and say different things. And Alexa can do things on her own. All right, 8:48. I'll reveal
We're
the
puzzled.
Answer.
Puzzled.
Are you really a psycho? A little bit psycho. We'll test and see if you're out of your mind.
Today's mystery riddle is, I cannot talk, but I always reply when spoken to. What am I?
We have a couple texts like who guessed on really? The text line.
You think they got it?
Maybe. Some of them say tape recorder, voicemail, or a voice recorder.
Oh. No.
No?
Good ones, though. But they don't always talk back, like you're recording into it.
Mm.
And Siri doesn't always talk back to us either. You need to be very specific.
Alexa, you would, or Alex, you would know that Alexa always doesn't listen.
Telling you, mine are always going off random times, telling me different things that I didn't ask.
An Echo.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot talk, but I always reply when spoken to. It's an Echo, guys.
I thought you meant an Amazon Echo. I'm like, are you kidding me? We said every other damn brand.
No, an Echo. It was an Echo was the answer, which
clever.
Is kind of what I got when I was camping because I was out in the middle of nowhere, guys. I don't know if you heard. I was a big camper guy. Coming up, how do you feel about the Super Bowl halftime performance? Who's going to be performing at the halftime? If you don't know who it is, we'll let you know. Right after the monster. Rihanna played the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Eminem played it not too long ago either. Actually performing with the guy who Hannah told us in the Hollywood hashtag is going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar is doing the Apple Super Bowl halftime show. Jump in on this conversation if you want. How do you feel about Kendrick doing the Super Bowl halftime show? 314-531-9898. If you want to text in or call in, are you happy, excited for Kendrick?
I'm super excited because
they not like us.
This is Kevin's jam.
They not like us.
Kevin is going to be the one person they standing like up us. In his living room on like Super Bowl us. Sunday they just like bopping out
be
to
me
this.
And my son.
So, Hannah, you don't like it?
I don't like it just because I feel like the NFL gypped all of our fans just because we just saw him. Like, I would have liked to see a performer that we haven't seen on the field in a long time.
Who would you have
seen? Or maybe ever.
Give me somebody then. If you
I thought Jelly Roll would have been good.
Jelly Roll is not even. No, you can't have Jelly Roll.
He's everybody's favorite person.
I love Jelly Roll. Do think he's a star, but he's not. Super Bowl halftime.
I think he could be if he was coupled with other people. I think it would be great.
I think there's a lot of people that don't know who Jelly Roll is.
He could have done this like big community impact thing. It would have been cool. It would have been inspirational.
We haven't seen a country star, so I don't hate.
He's a cross-genre artist, too, so it could have worked. Him and, Miley Cyrus doing a little collab would have been awesome.
Yeah, I really wanted Miley Cyrus, and I wanted her to come out as Hannah Montana.
I'll tell you who I think would have been a good one. I don't know if he's done it or not. I think Post Malone would have been a good one.
I'm bored of him.
That could have been cool, I guess, because he's done so many collaborations.
But he just did that whole collaboration album that he just came out with. He could have brought out Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
He could have brought out,
and I do think he's probably
people.
Big enough.
Totally.
And to your point, that's my only problem with Kendrick is I think he's bigger with his collaborations. I think that's how a lot of people know him. So if you're going to do him, he needs to bring out other people.
What if he brings out Drake?
That would be crazy.
It was all a beef to just get to this point.
Exactly. That'd be fantastic.
There's my issue with it. One, I think he just performed. Like, he was part of the Eminem, Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick.
That meme just went viral of him being like so little on the stage.
I honestly feel like they jumped on board of this whole like rap beef that we had all summer long between him and Drake. And then Jay-Z's the curator of all this. And I just feel like it's been kind of the same genre of music. And I don't want to sound like, oh, too white or too anything like that. Like, I don't want it to be hip-hop music. But I love hip-hop music. Probably my favorite genre of music. But I feel like we've been in hip-hop or R&B. I would love to see rock.
Country.
I actually think Alex brought up a good point. Post Malone kind of fits that rock country vibe I was looking for.
You got
for.
A little good mix of everything, yeah. Honestly.
I honestly didn't hate AB's suggestion if you wanted to go into the pop world. I think Miley, mm-hmm. like we haven't really gotten a true pop star in a long time either.
You know who really would be a great choice? Dolly Parton.
No, too old.
No. You're never too old.
I love Dolly.
You're never too old.
You better be careful saying bad things about Dolly Parton.
They brought the Stones on. They even brought...
Yeah,
you know,
I hated that.
It would have been good to do a Dolly Parton, Miley Cyrus collab.
Yes.
Now, that would have been pretty good.
So you have that.
I think the headliner would have been Miley. I love Dolly. I don't think anyone complains about Dolly, but I think it has to be someone who's currently touring and still giving us something. I would have liked to see Garth Brooks from the countryside. Mm. Post, I think, is another great example. And I didn't hate the Miley. If you look at big artists right now, though, I do think that some of them are too new. Like, I feel like Jelly Roll is probably one of the biggest artists right now. Mm-hmm. I think he's too new. Sabrina Carpenter, way too new. Like, these are the artists that pop in my head that are really big in the pop world. Miley still has songs that are popular right now, but has had growth. So I would
decades.
Yeah, so I would have seen Miley in the pop world, and I would have seen Garth, or I like the Post as a crossover. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird to me, too, and maybe I'm wrong. Do they announce it this early? Do they announce
normally,
the Super Bowl?
They don't. This is early.
This was early.
Yeah, like the
usually
first
it's like
weekend?
Week 5 or 6. Okay. Yeah. It's because I think they want to ride this rap beef, and I think they feel like they're coming out of one of the biggest songs of the summer, and they feel like that beef is slowly dying down, so now it's back up again.
I feel like
here's
the
Kendrick.
Only way people will be, like, ending up happy with this is if Drake comes out with Kendrick Lamar and it's beef to beef.
Oh, my God.
Kevin, you would be screaming.
I would be loving this. This would be the greatest Super Bowl
Kevin
half
is
I've
the
ever.
Only person yeah. over yeah. the age of 40 that probably right. cares exactly. that Kendrick Lamar is going to be
well,
doing
and that's my real problem. I like Drake.
You're actually Team Drake.
I know.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.